When James Searles was a child, his father's friends referred to him as the wizard.
The reason was that I liked to make things, you know. I made gun stocks and stick horses and bowls and just stuff.
Searles' father was a carpenter, and he says his upbringing on a ranch in East Texas heavily influenced his artistic process. His first toy, he says, was his father's hatchet. He has fond memories of walking through the woods and remembers having to come inside being viewed as a punishment.
It was a very natural evolution into adulthood for me. I came by it honestly. I didn't have to be taught to look at nature. You know, I was nature. I was part of it.
The recipient of the International Sculpture Center's Lifetime Achievement Award, an internationally renowned artist, Searles is no longer a child wizard, but he describes his creative process in a way that recalls that early nickname.
I call it conjuring. I conjure from what I call then the creative cauldron.
He still draws his primary inspiration from nature. Because of that, Searles says he feels a sort of kinship with the Romantic poets. He especially admires Henry David Thoreau.
I've read everything there is to read about Thoreau. I mean, he could find beauty in a dewdrop.
That attention to the details of nature is something Searles takes pride in, and it has heavily influenced his art. Specifically, it can be found in the piece that will be the first to be featured in the Jean Leahy Mall upon the park's opening in May. The sculpture, called Walking Flower Times the Power of Five, is made of powder-coated steel and stands just over 14 feet tall.
How do you make a number walk? How do you make a number tumble and roll and look as though it is moving in a landscape? You know, well, that's what sculptors do.
The piece is currently installed at the Kaneko as a part of the Monumental Works exhibit. Searles says this installation is an honor in itself and credits June Kaneko and his wife, Ree, for maintaining the space and the art that they produce there.
I've visited there several times, and I always leave baffled and amazed, you know, at what he has personally been able to accomplish.
You can see Walking Flower Times the Power of Five now at the Kaneko, and you can look forward to seeing it in May at the opening of the Jean Leahy Mall on the riverfront. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.